My name is Abigail Spanberger, and I'm the Democratic nominee running for Congress in Virginia's 7th Congressional District.
So what's your, if I'm a voter, 30-second pitch or so about why I should cast my ballot for you as opposed to your opponent?
I am running for Congress because I believe that we need more members of Congress who are committed to understanding the challenges and the concerns facing people across our communities. And we need more members of Congress who are really committed to solving those issues and those problems and addressing them through impactful legislation. And most of all, I want to be representative of this district and engaged in this district and accountable to this district.
So what makes you different then from Congressman Bratt, or there's also Mr. Walton on the ballot?
Yeah, so since we launched this campaign, my focus has really been on getting across the district, talking to people in very open circumstances. We've now had, I believe, 140 meet-and-greet style events in addition to forums and other events that we've done across the district. And that's given me the opportunity to talk directly to voters about the issues that are on their mind, about their concerns, listen to their concerns and answer their questions. And that level of accountability differentiates me significantly from my opponent. And really, when we're looking at what his record has been in Congress, he hasn't done a lot for our district. And people across our district are concerned about healthcare, the rising cost of premiums, the cost of prescription drugs. They're concerned about educational opportunities for their children. They're concerned about the stability of Social Security and Medicare. They're concerned about the environmental impact of kind of where we are as a country and what that trajectory is. They're concerned about gun violence in our schools and in our communities. And our incumbent just has not addressed any of those issues in a meaningful way. And, you know, my background is one of service. My background is one focused on solving problems and ensuring that the U.S. government's making well-informed decisions. And I hope to bring that skill set to Washington to serve Central Virginia and this country.
So what does that translate into as far as something you would actually do if you went up to Capitol Hill?
So that translates into prioritizing a number of different things. One, strengthening our current healthcare system, ensuring that everyone has access to affordable quality healthcare, and that happens through strengthening our current healthcare system and also ideally introducing a public option. On the educational side, that means prioritizing and strengthening our public education system, keeping public dollars within our public education system. On the gun violence prevention front, it's having hard conversations about how it is that we can cut down gun violence within our communities through background checks and other kind of straightforward approaches towards limiting violence. And, you know, overall, it's a greater commitment to good governance and a greater commitment to accountability. So that means I will hold town halls in all 10 of our counties across our district. I will be accountable and accessible to the people I represent so that I can continue to make sure that I'm listening to their concerns and that their concerns and personal stories are informing not just how I look at particular issues facing this country, but also how I make decisions and vote.
Obviously, one concern, especially in the northern part of the district that we cover more frequently, traffic. Anything you have that you might have in mind for traffic, transportation, things that people could look forward to?
Well, certainly living in the Richmond area, I will never complain about traffic, having spent some time in Northern Virginia. But Spotsylvania County is in the northern portion of our district, and Spotsylvania County is very, very impacted by transportation issues and infrastructure issues. So it is a priority for some of the district residents here in the 7th. Infrastructure-wise, also broadband internet access is a major issue for our district. 7 of our 10 counties have really limited and in some places no access to broadband internet, and that impacts not just the opportunities that exist for the individuals and the residents who live there, but it also impacts the greater kind of economic and educational opportunity and our ability to bring employers and new residents to those counties.
A lot of things are kind of this side of the district might want this thing, these people might want this other thing. How do you make sure that you are representing everyone and what you hear when you're talking to all of these different people?
So in a district like ours, and we stretch from Culpeper County in the northern part of the district to Henrico, Chesterfield, the suburbs around Richmond, all the way down to Nottoway County in the southern portion of the district. So we're majority suburban in terms of our population and majority rural in terms of our land. And I think it actually presents the person representing this district, ideally me, with a good opportunity to try and find common ground with representatives from other parts, other places across this country. You know, some of the issues that are facing Nottoway County are different than the issues facing Orange County and in the northern section, but maybe not so dissimilar from issues that are facing other parts of Virginia or other other rural counties as well. But I will say that, you know, across the board, the issues are the same. It's just the manifestation of what that concern looks like that varies slightly. So healthcare is the number one issue that we hear across the district. In our suburban communities, that's predominantly focused on the rising cost of premiums and copays and the cost of prescription drug prices. In our rural areas, those concerns exist as well, in addition to longer-term concerns about the access to medicine and the potential loss of providers, particularly in some of our more rural areas. You know, educational issues are generally the same in terms of the priority that people want to ensure that their kids and their grandkids and their family members have good access to a strong education. But, you know, some of those concerns are vary slightly depending upon where in the district we find ourselves.
What did you make of the debate?
I thought it was a very fun, fun evening. I think the debate provided voters across Central Virginia, across the 7th District, with the opportunity to really compare and contrast not just our differences of opinion, my opinion versus my opponent's opinion, but also our differences in approaches, our differences in kind of style, and our focus on details. I think I'm a very detail-oriented person. I am excited by policy and the notion that we can address and solve problems through really thoughtful legislation, and I think that came through in the debate.
What did you think every time you heard the word Pelosi?
Well, I laughed, at least on the inside. You know, it's just a typical talking point, and I think it shows just how out of touch with the district my opponent is. The fact that And I think how strong our campaign is, the fact that the only critique he has of me is that he wants to compare me to a woman from San Francisco who, you know, I've publicly stated multiple times, including in my television commercials, that I won't be supporting for speaker, it just shows how out of touch he is with the campaign that I'm running, who his real opposition is. And really just the fact that people want to hear about issues. People don't want to hear about Nancy Pelosi. But yet he said it over 20 times.
Along the lines, though, of whether this race is local or national, obviously President Trump has endorsed Mr. Bratt. President Obama has endorsed you. Do those endorsements and that kind of national look help you, or does that hurt you, or is it kind of all just extra noise around this race?
I don't know. I think it's probably a lot of extra noise. I don't mention President Trump very frequently here in Central Virginia. I am running against Congressman Bratt, and that's where my focus remains. It's exciting that I would have the endorsement of President Obama, but I don't think that sways any voters. I think it's just one additional kind of point of excitement, frankly, for Democratic voters. I don't know what impact President Trump's endorsement has on kind of traditional Republican voters. But overall, I think it's generally noise compared to the real important thing, which is talking about the issues that are on the minds of voters.
Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you'd want to highlight for people heading into Election Day?
One of the interesting things in districts like ours and some of the districts in other districts in Virginia is that we see such a kind of a diversity of landscape, diversity of populations, and it's really exciting to be able to get across a district as diverse as ours in industry, in people, in communities, and be able to talk to folks about what's on their mind and what it is that they'd like to see. And overall, people keep coming back to the same thing, which is that they want a government that's actually functioning, and they want members of Congress who are focused on addressing their concerns and their issues and not just fighting all the time. So I do have tremendous hope for what we can see in Congress come January of 2019, when we have a new batch of legislators who are really focused on the needs of their particular districts and the notion that Congress should be serving the people and actually getting work done and actually attempting to solve problems. And I hope to be a part of that.
Are you going to win November 6th?
Yes, absolutely.